This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Land for In for John Hockenberry. Before the news of Michael Jackson's death hit the nation, we were already mourning another cultural star.
And on a different note, also Farrah Fawcett passed away. It's a shame that it's being eclipsed by Michael Jackson, but she was also a phenomenal woman, and I hope that's acknowledged today.
We're going to do our best. The actress Farrah Fawcett passed away yesterday afternoon after a long battle with cancer. She had a face that launched a million lunchboxes, a smile that launched 12 million posters. And if you're of a certain age, you remember that poster in the dorm room, and a haircut that has inspired generations of dudes. Joining me this morning is April Barton. She is a celebrity hairstylist. She's the owner of the salon Suite 303 in the Chelsea Hotel here in New York. All right, not that anyone could ever forget Farrah's hair, but could you describe what her hairstyle was? What was it called? What's its impact?
Oh, the Farrah. Good morning, everybody. Farrah Fawcett, the legendary fashion icon, the smile that would just ice over the world. Yeah, the legendary haircut of Farrah Fawcett. She had naturally curly hair. And at that time, I believe it was José Aubert, a French hairstylist that... he didn't have a celebrity following. She was his first. And he was, pursued by Saudi Arabian women and Beverly Hills. And we want the Farrah Fawcett.
I love the fact that when you look at a picture of her, you instantly see an entire history of hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when I look at a picture of Farrah Fawcett, I think of generations of women who ended up getting that funny little flip they did with the curling iron with the bang, which was sort of the low rent approximation of the Farrah do. So explain to me the good that Farrah's hair did for a nation of hairdos.
The nation of the hair. She had naturally curly hair. So it wasn't like somebody with light, fine hair doing this big blowout. That was the minimal that her hair would do, given... I believe that possibly she tried to fit in with the other girls on Charlie's Angels. Like, she had to blend. And by blowing out her hair, she ended up being the biggest and baddest and the most popular of the Charlie's Angels due to that hair.
Now, what did her look say about her? What was the message she gave off with her hair and that smile and also the fact she was in shape?
Sexy, confident, comfortable in her own skin. Even her hairdresser gave the credit to her. The way that she smiled, the way that she moved, the way that she was so confident and free with her hair.
What was it about her hair that made so many women want to do it? When, let's get real, even if you give yourself the bangs, you're not going to look like Farrah Fawcett.
Exactly. That's why I have to say that's what I do for a living, and it's really external. It's what you see, but I got to tell you, it comes from within. If someone really feels confident, it portrays on the outside.
Okay. In the short time that we have remaining, you walk down on the streets of America. What vestiges of Farrah's hair do you see?
You always see a little Farrah in somebody. Even in the middle of a blowout, you'd be like, that's very Farrah. And then it takes one twist for a change, and it's out of the Farrah and into something different or contemporary.
You talked about the internal. Again, we have seconds here, but we're talking about her hair, but we're really talking about something a little deeper here.
Yeah, it is. It's her beauty on the inside. I mean, I think any hairstyle that she would have wore would have probably taken off because she was so magnetic and had so much to share.
April, thank you so much. April Barton, celebrity hairstylist. And rest in peace, Farrah Fawcett.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.